Good morning. It's Friday, June 12th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. This edition leads with a genuinely historic milestone. The world's first human trial of partial epigenetic cellular reprogramming has officially begun, crossing a threshold the longevity field has been racing toward for decades. On the supplement front, a new study delivers an important warning. Glucosamine, taken by millions for joint pain, is linked to a 25% higher risk of dementia progression in cognitively impaired adults. Metformin adds to its growing resume with a 50% reduction in long COVID risk in a randomized trial, and a two-year vitamin K2 RCT shows real slowing of coronary artery calcification. From the research desk, the headline, "World First, a Human Has Received an Epigenetic Cellular Reprogramming Therapy, the Longevity Clock Just Changed." According to Science Alert, for the first time in history, a patient has been injected with a therapy designed to epigenetically reset aging cells, marking the start of what may be the most consequential clinical trial in longevity medicine to date. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Popular joint supplement glucosamine linked to 25% higher dementia risk in at-risk adults, from Health Day. A new study finds that people with mild cognitive impairment who were taking glucosamine supplements were 25% more likely to progress to full dementia than non-users, and nearly 1 in 10 cognitively declining patients in the study cohort were using it. Creatine supports more than muscles. Evidence mounts for cognitive benefits in aging adults, from HuffPost. Beyond its well-established role in muscle performance, creatine is gaining real traction as a brain supplement. Studies show it can improve short-term memory and reasoning, with particular promise for older adults facing age-related cognitive decline. The debate is settling. Adult humans do grow new brain cells, and it changes dementia prevention. From rapamycin.news, a new perspective paper from University of Wisconsin-Madison researchers argues that decades of scientific dispute over adult hippocampal neurogenesis, whether the human brain can grow new neurons in its primary memory center, has tilted decisively toward yes. In supplement news, 2 years of vitamin K2, MK7, significantly slows coronary artery calcification in a 180-person RCT. From JAMA Cardiology, a randomized clinical trial of 180 adults published in JAMA Cardiology found that 2 years of menaquinone 7, vitamin K2, supplementation significantly reduced coronary artery calcification progression compared to placebo. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.